With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Governor Steve Bullock this morning revived debate over mail-only voting in the May special election for Montana's vacant seat in the U.S. House. A bill Republican state senators brought to do that was effectively killed by state House Republicans last week. Today, Governor Bullock said he's adding mail-in voting language to a separate, unrelated elections bill using a procedure called an amendatory veto.
The language that I'm adding will allow counties the option of conducting the special congressional election by an automatic absentee mailing, meaning every registered voter will be mailed a ballot.
Bullock's action means that Montana's House and Senate will get a chance to vote on whether to allow counties to conduct this election by mail. The Senate has already passed a similar bill allowing that, but House Republicans prevented that bill from getting a floor vote in that body. County clerks across the state have lobbied for an all-mail election, saying it could save them collectively more than $500,000. Democrats generally back the idea, but some Native American lawmakers say voting by mail disadvantages their communities. Democratic candidate for Montana's vacant U.S. House seat, Rob Quist, is at this hour opening his Kalispell campaign office and will be in Pablo tomorrow and Missoula Sunday. Quist is pursuing a campaign strategy focused on holding numerous public events across the state. His opponent, Republican Greg Gianforte, has chosen to represent himself to voters largely through television ads. Montana's Republican Party is asking volunteers to gather in Helena on Saturday for a day of door knocking and phone calling on behalf of Gianforte. Lawmakers in the State House of Representatives are considering a Senate proposal to issue bonds to pay for projects across Montana. This comes after a House committee rejected an attempt to revive that chamber's own bonding proposal. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports.
Senate Bill 367 seeks to issue nearly $100 million in general obligation bonds, or about $20 million more than was in the failed House proposal. This bill is seen as a companion to the other infrastructure bills working their way through the legislative process. Through bonding, money would be available to help more schools fix their failing electrical systems, leaking roofs, and water and sewer systems. Bonds would also be issued for the Southwest Montana Veterans Home and three Montana University System projects. Senator Eric Moore says this bill is not perfect, but he says it's the right mixture of projects to help rural schools and state-owned buildings.
For those of you who don't support this concept of financing state obligations in terms of small towns, water and sewer, and state-owned buildings, then let's start thinking about other options. I mean, if it fails this time, that'll be five or six sessions in a row.
He says the reality is the need is there to maintain and sometimes build new buildings, and it's not going to go away, nor is the plea from rural communities to help them provide safe drinking water to citizens. So the Republican rancher from Miles City says if bonding isn't the answer, he challenges his colleagues to come up with another funding solution.
Just no is not always a solution. You want to hear, do we want to govern or do I defend our voting record? At some point in time, we have to talk about solutions.
This includes making changes to Senate Bill 367. The House Appropriations Committee did not immediately act on the bill, although action could come as early as Monday. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. More than half of the nurses at one of Montana's biggest hospitals have voted against unionizing. The Great Falls Tribune reports Benefis Health System nurses decided not to form a local union chapter in a 357 to 226 vote yesterday. Vicki Bird is the executive director of the Montana Nurses Association.
In the last 4 weeks, the nurses have felt extreme pressure from the employer and from a specific group of advanced practice registered nurses.
She says miscommunication, misinformation, and fear added to that pressure. Benefis CEO John Goodnow told the Tribune he's glad that so many people turned out for the vote. A group of Benefis nurses pushing for the union said the process started a year and a half ago when they reached out to the Montana Nurses Association. Bird says the group believed the entire hospital would be better served if they had a formal and legally protected voice on patient care. Benefis nurses did not say whether they would make a second attempt at establishing the union. State prosecutors say a Colorado man's reported attempts to manipulate state psychiatric hospital staff prove he was mentally competent to plead guilty to killing an Eastern Montana teacher. The state responded to Michael Spell's appeal of his conviction and 100-year prison sentence in the January 2012 death of Sherry Arnold of Sydney. The state noted a psychiatrist testified that while Spell was being evaluated at the state hospital, he was able to control his behavior to gain privileges. Montana lawmakers are considering raising campaign contribution limits and allowing decisions on campaign finance violations to go to mediation. The proposal would increase how much money political parties, committees, and individuals can give to candidates. Republican Senator Tom Richmond of Billings says that's in response to a federal judge ruling the state's limits are unconstitutionally low. Outgoing Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell says the bill is written by political insiders for political insiders. The bill has already passed the Senate and was heard Friday in the House Judiciary Committee. A former legislator from Helena died yesterday. Mignon Waterman spent 12 years as a Democratic state senator and was well known for her public service and philanthropy. Governor Bullock released the following statement after Waterman's passing, quote, "Lisa and I join Montanans in honoring the life and legacy of Mignon Waterman, a fierce and independent spirit who never wavered in her commitment to her family, her friends, her community, and her state. From her time fighting for Montana values in the state legislature to her lifelong commitment to public service and philanthropy, Montana is forever a better place because of Mignon," end quote. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.